There's nothing like enjoying quality time outside in a beautiful space right outside your door. I'm Michael Berry, and Allied Outdoor Solutions can elevate your yard into your very own outdoor oasis. From a handcrafted construction based on their unique design under your direction, their in-house experts are with you from start to finish to make this the area you love to live in. As a Texas-based and family-owned business, started back in 2009, Allied Outdoor Solutions will give you an outdoor kitchen, a luxury patio on your budget. You can experience resort-style living in your own backyard. Right now, you can get up to $2,500 off a design-build project in your own backyard. Just visit AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com to learn more. That's $2,500 off a qualifying project at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I'm not sure how much more of the Democrats' compassion this country can take. I don't know if you heard about this shooting that happened over the weekend in Texas, but it has me really angry. I am beside myself. And let me tell you what's going on with this. I've been looking everywhere because it's been widely reported that a Mexican national, for those of you who are recent graduates of GovEd, a Mexican national means he is a citizen of Mexico. A Mexican national shot and killed five people, one of them an 8-year-old child, in Texas. However, I'm having a damnable time finding anybody who will report on the legal status of this Mexican. By the way, Mexican is not a race. By the way, Mexican is a nationality. Anybody who says that if you say that it's wrong for Mexicans to illegally be in the United States, that's somehow racist. They don't know what they're talking about. That's like somebody saying, well, if you say that you don't like communist China, that means you're a racist. No, it means I don't like totalitarianism, and I don't like people being enslaved, and I don't like people having their rights taken away, and I don't like babies being slaughtered in the womb by government force. I don't like racist people like the government and, frankly, a lot of the population over in communist China. But back here to this shooter, I can't find a damn thing. Can't find a damn thing about his immigration status. You know what that tells me, my friends? That he was an illegal. He's an illegal. The closest thing to decent reporting comes out of Breitbart. This is breaking news. It's an exclusive. Immigration officers deported the Mexican man wanted in connection to Friday night's alleged murder of five Honduran nationals. On three occasions, he was deported. Three occasions. That tells me he's an illegal alien. Although not even Breitbart's coming out and saying that. I think you can't deport an American citizen three times. So he's here in this country illegally. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers told Breitbart Breitbart, Texas on Sunday that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers deported 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, a Mexican national now wanted for five alleged murders in three separate incidents. He was deported. Sheriff Capers and other sources advised that the last time ICE officers removed Oropeza was in 2016. But because of Beijing Biden and the Democrats' compassionate open borders, he was able to come back into our country and kill. Isn't that wonderful? Like I said, don't know how much more of the Democrats' compassion I can take. So I recommend that every citizen out there get armed, just like this individual did in Georgia. Did you guys hear about this story? I can't believe there are people caterwauling about this. Totally pisses me off. I am applauding right along with this sheriff what this store clerk did. Flagler, F-A-L-G-L-E-R, County, Florida, sheriff. His name is Staley. He is commending a Georgia convenience store clerk who shot a robbery suspect 8 times, leaving the thug in critical condition. The Daytona Beach News Journal reported, Quintavious Kwame Jordan allegedly robbed a Flagler County Circle K early Friday morning, then fled toward Georgia on I-95. Jordan was pursued by numerous Florida police departments until he crossed into Georgia, where the Camden County Sheriff's Office took over the pursuit and the Kingsland Police Department put out the stop sticks. Those are the spike strips into the road, folks. After driving over the stop sticks, Jordan jumped from his vehicle, fleeing on foot. He ran into a convenience store and allegedly brandished a firearm, demanding the clerk hand over his keys to his car, which he did. Jordan then allegedly got into the clerk's car, only to crash it in the parking lot. So he jumps out of the car, goes back in, into the store, and began chasing the clerk around. But by that time, the clerk had armed himself. And then he shot the thug 8 times. So after all of that, people are saying, oh, did you have to shoot the criminal 8 times? To which I say, screw you. This guy, this store clerk, exercised the patience of Job, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, good grief. Gave him the keys to his car. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to gun you down right now. Just go ahead and take my car and get the hell out of my store. The guy crashes the car because he's an idiot. He's a moron, comes back in and threatening the clerk again. And that time he'd had enough and he guns him down. And you know what? I'm sorry. The thug deserved it. The thug deserved to be gunned down. And I am with this sheriff 100%. This clerk did the right thing. Folks, we got the show behind the show coming up with our buddy Sean Chastain. Now, I had the opportunity to hear what's on his mind ahead of our conversation. Let me just tell you. He is fit to be tied. And you're going to hear why coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, want to welcome in our buddy Sean Chastain for the show behind the show. And you know, Sean, I want to take the opportunity to remind folks, because we're getting new folks listening to the podcast all the time. The show behind the show concept was born out of conversations that Sean and I used to have. I was on a terrestrial radio station, and he was my technical producer who was making sure that my voice got out there to everybody. And the conversations we would have off air that we couldn't have on air, we wanted to have here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. So that's the whole concept. Welcome back, buddy.
Well, yeah, man, it was fun working with you, and we became pretty fast friends, and I've always appreciated the fact that you let me hold your feet to the fire, because sometimes you're just flat wrong, and and you take it in stride when I point that stuff out.
And I am one of the guys who never pretends to be right. I just have an opinion. You know, I never say, oh, I'm always right. I just have an opinion. And you know what's good about Sean, and it shows you he's not a left-wing crazy person, is that he's like, let me talk to you about it, and here's my perspective, and I bring it. He doesn't just hold his mouth until he turns blue, saying, or tries to silence you. I mean, he technically had the power to silence me. He could have literally brought me down. What is on your plate this week?
I am pissed off at the state of Texas.
Oh.
The government of the state of Texas, and then confused by a governmental agency of the state of Texas.
Well, it's very odd that you would lead with something that is, you know, government related, but go ahead.
Yeah, Because I'm, you know, I'm not much of a political person. I hear it so much every single day working the job that I do that when I get in my truck, I really don't care much anymore. And then, as we've talked about so many times on this show, that it seems like there's one mushy party that does not have my interest at heart. And I just don't care anymore. You know, it's real frustrating that the people who should be in orange jumpsuits aren't. And,
yeah.
You know, where you look at your paycheck, you look at inflation, you look at the gas prices, and you just wonder what the F is going on, man.
Dude, I told you last week about, did I say this last week? I can't remember if it was on or off air, but I used my father-in-law's Chevy. Yeah, I did mention this last week to help move my girl into her new apartment, and $80, and it wasn't even the full tank. $80 to fill up that damn thing, almost a C note. It's just so damn depressing. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. But speaking of orange jumpsuits, that's where I want to go.
Go ahead.
So this week, the Texas House, they are in session. There, what is it? When it's every 2 years, what do they call that?
The biennium. Yes. The biennium, that's what it's called.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, the Texas House meets every 2 years.
Right.
And they're in session right now. And the Texas House just passed a $545 million spending bill to air condition Texas prisons. The Senate has a similar bill, although the money isn't stated yet. They're kind of working that out. It looks like it's going to pass the Senate, so they'll reconcile and send it to the governor, and he'll see, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to be struggling this summer. I have a couple choices to make. I'm either going to be uncomfortable in my own house or cutting back on a lot of stuff to be comfortable to be able to pay my utility bills this summer. My mom is on a fixed income. She's 80 years old. And because of confiscatory property taxes, she's going to have to make those same choices. And it just really pisses me off, man, that I'm going to have to be uncomfortable. My mom's going to have to be uncomfortable, or we're going to have to really cut back when prisoners who have murdered people, who have raped people, who have abused children are going to be in comfortable surroundings, at least temperature wise. Because I think the temperature ranges from like low of 65 to high of 78, I think is what the law says. It's somewhere in those ranges.
Because we don't give a damn about the law abiding, says government.
Right.
We have to make sure our commitment to our criminal element is met.
I understand some of the argument for advocacy groups for prisoners. One, there's a lot of medical costs related with that. There's deaths, unfortunately, related to heat. As far as the Texas prison system goes, there's about a 40% turnover year one of new hires. And one of the reasons is it's just really effing hot in those prisons. But I don't care.
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, yeah.
You know, man, don't go to jail and don't work at the jail if you can't handle it. We have people every single day across the country working in the elements outside, you know, not making, you know, making enough to pay their freaking property taxes that are too high.
Since when?
And put gas in their trucks that's too expensive.
Since when?
It pisses me off.
It should. And you know, I thought prison was supposed to be unpleasant. Now, I'm not recommending torture. I'm not saying this should be it should be 95 degrees in there or anything like that. I'm just saying, come on, man. If it's 78 degrees in a prison,
right,
that in a 100 degree day, that's fine. That's humane, and that's fine. You know what I mean?
Well, sure, but I don't care because now the prisons, you know, they get upwards of 100, 105 degrees because they're not air conditioned.
None of our prisons?
Well, that's 2 days. No.
Wow. 100 degrees.
Well, that's just too damn bad. No, so the new law that's going to cost $545 million of our Texas surplus, which is another thing that pisses me off. There should be a surplus. Is going to be spent making sure the prisons don't get over 78 degrees.
So I guess what my confusion is here is because when I was a reporter in North Texas, I must have visited jails, not prisons.
Yeah, jails are different. This is the Texas Department of Corrections.
Right. So you're saying that in Texas, the prisons are
right.
Triple digits inside during the summer.
Upwards of, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I mean, we have guys working construction. We have welders. We have a ton of tradespeople that are working in those conditions every day.
Right.
And walking that knife's edge financially because of all the other shit that Texas does.
Well, what about just buying some fans and calling it done?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with having if you want to put some AC in for the guards.
Yeah.
Little cool room, whatever. We have these cooling spaces for the homeless. And if somebody's in a medical need in a prison, I don't have any problem cooling them off. I'm not inhumane. I don't want people to die unnecessarily. Or become so gravely ill that it's, going to end up costing me more of my tax money
right.
to
treat them,
to take care of them just right. because they, couldn't get into a cooler space. But, you rape a woman, you rape a child, and you're going to be living in 78 degrees when I'm going to be struggling to keep my house, under 85 just to pay the fucking bill, I don't get it. I don't understand why they're doing this.
Government's priorities have been relatively screwed up, in particular in the Texas House, but in government in general. And it is often hosing the law-abiding folks at the expense of those, like you said, who are either in orange jumpsuits or should be in orange jumpsuits. And you brought this up because we've got $31 billion in surplus that went to the yeah. Texas, they went to the Texas legislature. And,
right.
A lot of people go, well, if you're right-minded, that money was taken from the people more than was necessary. So your first instinct should be give it back. That's not your money. It's not government's money. Give it back. $31 billion.
$31 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got my refund check the other day, my measly little IRS refund check.
Mm.
And I've always heard accountants say you should hope for zero.
Right.
And hope for zero that you have to pay because that means the balance is right. And so the balance wasn't right with Texas.
No.
There's not. $31 billion, they took too much of my money.
They did. And what?
I want the say in how I spend my money. I don't want them to have the say. I want the say in how I spend that money.
Well, then let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you and get your reaction. Now, you folks, you already know that Sean Chastain is pretty pissed off that we've got, millions of dollars going to put air conditioning in prison, while folks like him, living paycheck to paycheck, are going to have to make some choices and be uncomfortable in their homes. And it doesn't seem that the state of Texas wants to give that money back. With state collecting nearly $31 billion in surplus, writes the Texas Scorecard, in revenue, and citizens begging for tax relief, lawmakers in Texas's House overwhelmingly gave initial approval to a scheme to increase their pension payouts upon their retirement.
Yeah.
So they don't want to give it back to you, man. They want to increase their pensions.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. So thanks for the heart help palpitations there.
Yeah, well, again, what you're...
There's going to be old people dying this summer.
Yeah.
And there's going to be murderers comfortable.
Well, but that, and but then just, again, but when there's also going to be more money flowing into these so-called lawmakers who prioritize the prisoners over those old folks, going more money going to them. And if it was a great legislature and it was doing its job, I think you and I could go, hey, man, you know what? Things are hunky-dory. Maybe they deserve a little bit because it's only, as you mentioned, a part-time legislature. It's not like California where they make a career out of it to be inside the legislature. But you've got the Senate going to work. They pass all the Republican priorities. I mean, midway through session, they're done. They went to work. The House has passed one legislative priority for the Republican Party, and it's controlled by Republicans. So you can't sit there and say that they're doing good work, can you?
No, they're not. And no. And man, I mean, again, just, you know, further frustration with where's the advocacy for me?
Right.
Where's the advocacy for the working people, the people who are living paycheck to paycheck?
Who's your rep?
I mean, we got the advocacy groups for the prisoners.
Yeah.
And they've made enough noise to get this passed. But where's my advocacy group?
Do you feel comfortable telling us who your representative in Austin is?
Oh, crap.
You forgot. You forgot. I know you know
who it
is.
Well, Phil King went to the Senate.
Right.
Who took his place? Dag nab. I don't know, Chris. That is awful. And that's part of the problem. I'm first to admit, hey.
You got Charlie Guerin. You got Charlie Guerin out there, my man. Charlie Guerin's out there saying, you know what? I'm going to vote with these socialists to deny parents school choice. He actually put it in the budget saying, You parents will never, ever get any government money to go to school choice programs. Here's a guy that is, he's supposed to be a Republican. He's supposed to be a Republican, knifed every parent in Texas in the back and does so because but he's supposed to be looking out for us. Uh-huh, right. Well, with all of this, I've got to ask you, did you hear about the shooting that happened over the weekend?
Oh, which one? I got to ask nowadays.
Well, San Jacinto County in Texas.
The Mexican national who gunned down the family of 10 living in a place. What were they, Honduran?
Yeah, they asked him, "Hey, man, family? can you hold back on the target practice?" So he goes and he goes and shoots them up. Mexican national killing 5 people, and one of them was an 8-year-old. And now I am looking everywhere I can think of to figure out whether what this guy was doing in our country. Was he here legally? Was he here illegally? And you know what? Oddly enough, nobody's telling me anything about whether or not he was.
That tells you everything.
That tells me exactly. That tells me everything. It really pisses me off that I've got to sit here and wait and find. It's going to be some enterprising person's going to go and do the work. And it's going to be buried by the so-called biased press. And I got to find out that this Mexican national was actually in my country illegally and decided it. And 5 people are dead who didn't have to be. And that's, again, lawmakers not looking out for us. I think it all goes back to where we started the conversation. No?
Yeah, pretty much, man.
I want to get off the hot and heavy stuff if I can, because I've got a bit of a conundrum myself with cars. And you and I have a mutual friend, Jerry the Car Pro. He is the guy I'm going to be asking him his opinion in the future. But I've got to make a decision. I've got another child that's about ready to start driving, and we're shopping around for cars, and I don't want to get an electric car. Hell, I don't want one. I'm not going to give it to my child. So I'm out there and I'm looking at the used market as opposed to the brand new market. So I know that you do work for Jerry every once in a while. What are you hearing? Are things starting to normalize in that regard or not?
Did yesterday, as a matter of fact. He said that this week at the auction, cars under 50,000 were still very high. Over $50,000 worth of car.
Meaning that they're getting more money than they normally would.
Yes.
Okay.
Cars over 50 have come down a bit, which he thought was kind of odd. But so the used car market's still very strong, which is great if you're selling a used car or trading one in. Not so great if you're looking for one.
Right. So is he still saying that it's best to go new and get the warranty and all that?
I think what he would suggest would be to go through one of his dealers, his certified dealers.
Yeah.
And get either a certified used car, which gives you a warranty, or at least work with his people. Okay. And they'll figure stuff out.
Which I normally
do.
Because
I don't think there's a week gone by that I've worked for Jerry that somebody hasn't called up saying, hey, I've got a first-time driver. What do I need to look at? And he'll usually tell them something like a very small SUV, like a RAV4 or something like that, because they sit up a little bit higher. They have great safety and good visibility. The problem with that is you could put, five other kids in that car, which is never a good thing when you're a first-time driver.
True, true. Now, let me ask your opinion about Jeeps, mm-hmm. because Mrs. Salcedo is narrowing down the Jeep Compass. Now, this is a brand I've not been on my radar. I mean, whenever I think of the Jeep, I always think about the Wrangler. I always think about, what's the big honking one, the Jeep. It's the massive SUV. I mean, the big guy. I can't remember the name.
The Wagoneer.
Okay, the Wagoneer. So, yeah, I always think about that. So this Compass is a real, 2016 is what I'm finding. It dates back to 2016. But it comes four-wheel drive standard. All models. Right. So have you heard anything about Jeeps?
I don't really keep up that much. Jerry has all that stuff on his website, mm-hmm. carpro.com.
Yeah.
You just type in the model up in the search engine, and it'll bring up every review he's ever done on those. So it's pretty simple to go through.
26 miles per gallon, man.
I know that a lot of times he'll suggest for first-time drivers, he'll suggest things, especially kids who want something kind of sporty, not something that, you're going to have a hard time finding in the parking lot. In fact, just yesterday he recommended a guy called up and said his daughter was turning 16 and mm-hmm. he wanted to get her something special. He wanted to get her a Volkswagen convertible, a VW Bug convertible.
Oh, wow.
But they don't make them anymore.
Right.
And they haven't made them for a while. And Jerry suggests, if you want a convertible, which he did, something like a Mustang or a Camaro convertible with the V6, that way you can comfortably put one other person in the car. The back seats are virtually useless because they're so small, which keeps other kids out of the car for a first-time driver, which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
The sporty, they're fun, get great mileage. And if you get them with the V6 or the four cylinders, they don't have enough power to get you in trouble.
See, the first thing I looked at was safety record. You go to a Car and Driver, you go and you look at the, or several of these other sites, and you check out their safety records. And that's big for me. And the Subarus with their all-wheel drive standard for all their models, I like them. And then when I found out the Jeep was putting four-wheel drive in all of theirs, and then you look at this this Compass, and it's not an arm and a leg. It's I guess the nearest competitor, if you know what a Hyundai Hyundai Santa Fe is, I think it's about the Santa Fe's size.
Yeah, it's a small SUV. So again, you got the visibility and the. And as Jerry will tell you nowadays, that there really aren't any unsafe cars. It's just which cars you have the most safety features on them now. Mm-hmm. But they're really all very safe. And most of them come with the basics of blind spot monitoring and backup cameras, that kind of thing. I think if you wanted to go for the ultimate in safety, it would be the Volvo, and they've always been the ultimate in safety.
Do you know about the Volvos, man? And this is going to sound so shallow on my part. I can't stand their grills. I can't stand. I see the Volvo because they always proudly put their massive emblem up there on their grills, uh-huh. right? And it just turns me off. I just don't like it. I never have. Other than that, I think they're pretty decent cars.
What kind of a parent was I, though, that I put my kid in a 1965 VW Bug that didn't even come from the factory with seatbelts? I had to put those in.
Oh, golly. So, well, that was a different time, though. You know,
it wasn't that long ago, brother, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, I remember tooling around with my dad. By the way, he used to have a Nissan, what was that, Mikado is what they used to call him, or Mikado or something like that. He had just a piece of junk truck that he bought, and that's how I learned how to drive a stick with that thing. But I remember driving in that thing with him, and he's hanging out with a Coors Light hanging out of the window. Windows rolled down, no air conditioning, by the way, back to our convicts. I remember back in the day my dad having a can of beer in his hand.
Sure.
While he was driving, and it wasn't a deal, you know. Just the way things have changed. Now there was a reason why I said I wanted to avoid all these electric cars, and there's a story that just came out because Elon Musk released his footprint, his carbon footprint for making Tesla vehicles, right? And it's something that you and I have intuitively known that all this greening isn't green. It's actually worse for the planet than your gas-driven cars. And it's...
No, you're strip mining huge swaths of the earth with child labor to get the lithium.
Right, the lithium. And this is aside from the dirty lithium and all of the batteries that go back in and contaminate the water table. This is just your carbon footprint. This week, electric vehicle market leader Tesla released its 2022 impact report, disclosing the company's carbon emissions, including direct operations, customer charging, and the supply chain. The report took many by surprise. Tesla's CO2 emissions amounted to 30.7 million tons last year, a substantial leap from the 2.5 million metric tons it reported in 2021. So as more of these electric vehicles are hitting the road, their carbon footprint is going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, because they don't strip those mines with, you know, a big electric Cat V11. They don't make those.
No.
So.
Well, you got Granholm. You got Granholm out there, the energy secretary, last week saying by 2030, all of our military vehicles will be electric. And I'm thinking to myself, you are... Well, yeah. If you want to make us the pansies of the world and usher in our defeat, you'll make them all electric. Yeah. That's just stupid.
As we drive from our bases in Iraq into Iran, as we're in a nuclear war with them, and you know, halfway through the desert, we'll just have a line of Humvees sitting there.
Electric Humvees waiting for their charge to come. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're gonna be, and the good news is, folks, we're gonna be at war with China long before those folks. So there you go. Sean Chastain, did we miss anything for this first?
I got nothing, man. I'm going back out to the garage and do some stuff. So there you go.
Work on that old jalopy of yours, by the way.
There you go, man.
You got two cars now, right? Take your time and attention. Sean Chastain, everybody, the show behind the show. Talk to you next week, pal.
Peace.
That puts a wrap on another successful show behind the show on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, folks, visit a couple of websites for me, chrissalcedo.com. When you're at chrissalcedo.com, you can find all of our social media hookups. They're all right there, one-stop shopping. Plus, you can find links to all of our other shows out there outside of the Salcedo Storm podcast. The Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast with TNT Radio worldwide. Also, the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax. Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Also pay a visit to TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. All the big news in Texas, it happens there. It's reported on there And you know what? Those stories often branch out and impact other states. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
There's nothing like enjoying quality time outside in a beautiful space right outside your door. I'm Michael Berry, and Allied Outdoor Solutions can elevate your yard into your very own outdoor oasis. From a handcrafted construction based on their unique design under your direction, their in-house experts are with you from start to finish to make this the area you love to live in. As a Texas-based and family-owned business, started back in 2009, Allied Outdoor Solutions will give you an outdoor kitchen, a luxury patio on your budget. You can experience resort-style living in your own backyard. Right now, you can get up to $2,500 off a design-build project in your own backyard. Just visit AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com to learn more. That's $2,500 off a qualifying project at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com.